Okay, Rabbi, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Marikot and Daf Dalet. And we are in the middle of a discussion. It's going to take us for a bit now until we get back to some more plowing and planting and farming type stuff. We had said at the top of Gimel and Beis, Rav Dimi came to Bavel and he said, I got a statement for you, but I don't know what it means. And he had said, you might have thought you get Malkus for Tosefes, for adding on, but you have a Talmudah, we have a Drasha, we have a Limud to teach me that you're actually Potter. So we explained this, that one of those interpretations was that we're talking about Tosefes Shvias, that the addition, right, the Shemitah normally starts as Rosh Hashanah, but you know, again, there's some sort of addition here on the, in the middle of the sixth year, that you might have thought that plowing or doing any of the malachos for Shemitah would get you Malkus. Plowing is probably a bad example because of the Gemara we learned yesterday, but whatever, you know what I'm saying. If you do anything that violates Shemitah during that time, during the Tosefes Shvias, so you might have thought you get Malkus to Kamash Malan, the Drasha, and then we quoted before, and then we had all back and forth in terms of what that time period is and how does that work. We had said there's a Lachal Moshe Mishinai, the 30 days before that you're not allowed to plant. That's what we quoted, right? Esther Netios and Arava Nisuch HaMayim, those are Lachal Moshe Mishinai. We quoted Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, as to depending on what type of field it is, that it actually stretches back to either Pesach or Shavuos. And then we had pointed out that Ram Gamliel, right, came along and got rid of that Tarkana of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Aye, how could he do that? Because Beis Shammai Beis Hillel had a Beis Din that was Gadol B'Chacham of a Minyan. So he said that it must be that that original Tarkana of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, right, was set up with a Tznai, that condition that whoever comes along and wants to cancel it can, in fact, do so, because in general we say that a Beis Din is only allowed to cancel another Beis Din's takana if it is greater in Chachma and Minyan. And Rav Gamliel, certainly as great as he was not as great as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So we're here, let's see, five lines up here on the bottom. That's a bit of a quick recap. Now again, we had said, right, that this is 30 days before Shemitah is Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. So the Gemara says, Hilchasa Ninhu, what do you mean? It's Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. Kroy Ninhu, right, this is the whole concept of the Seven Shvias, right, 30 days before, etc., right, is based on a Pasuk, right, the Tanya or the Tznan, the Choresh of a Katsir Tishbos, right, a parallel Sugya, right, this Gemara is quoted in Makos, and where else? We had it before, in Rosh Hashanah, okay. That Pasuk, Becharish of a Katsir Tishbos, is talking about Shabbat. Right, the pasuk says Sheshes Yom Tavo V'Yom Hashvi'i Tishbos V'Charish U'V'Katzir Tishbos. Right, 6 days you should do the work, on the seventh day you should rest from plowing, and from reaping you should rest. So now, obviously, right, again, the implication here is, as Rabbi Kiva is about to say, right, what is that talking about? That, let's just take a step back for a second. What does it mean that from plowing and from reaping you should rest? Right, the context of the pasuk is Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says Ein Tzarich Lomer Charish V'Katzir Shel Shvi'is. Now, the implication here, because the Gemara doesn't spell it out really, but Rabbi Kiva says it cannot be possibly be talking about Shabbos, because you just told me, right, we know that Shabbos, Malacha is Usur and Shabbos, right? You just told me you have to rest on Shabbos. Now, you don't have to tell me again that you can't plow and you can't reap. So that pasuk can't be talking about Shabbos. That must be talking about Shemitah. Problem is, you don't need that pasuk to teach me anything about Shemitah either. And that's what Rabbi Kiva says, right? Ein tzarich lomar, chorish v'katzir shel shvias, sherei kvar nemar, sadechal usizur v'char mechal usizmor. Right? You don't need to tell me that plowing and reaping is usur on Shemitah, because you have another pasuk that teaches me that. And it says it straight out. Say, Allah, so rather, so what does this teach me? Says Rabbi Akiva, Charish shel erer shvias, shenichnas shel shvias, v'katzir shel shvias, sheyotzei lamotzei shvias. Right, it's talking about plowing and reaping at the beginning and the end of Shemitah, right, that there's a concept of Tosefes Shvias, right, before and after. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that's actually talking about Shabbos. It's not talking about Shemitah at all, right? The context of the pasuk is Shabbos. Right? It's not talking about Shemitah whatsoever, right? Macharish Rishus of Katsir Rishus. It says, just like plowing, right, we never find that plowing is a chiyuv, is a commandment. So all cases of plowing, whenever the pasuk says when you plow, that must be a rishus. There's no mitzvah to plow anything. Right? So it must be talking about that what is asar on Shabbos? A reaping of rishus, an optional reaping, excluding yotza, excluding katsir haomer shehi mitzvah, meaning that any reaping that would be a mitzvah would be docha Shabbos. And where do you have an example of a reaping that is a mitzvah? That is the mitzvah's ketzir ha'omer, the reaping of the korban omer. The night before you bring the korban omer, you have to reap it. So if that's Shabbos, so then that's docha Shabbos. But tachlis, right, the bottom line is, Rabbi Kiva says that pasuk is referring to Tosefes Shvias. So what do you mean this is all halacha Moshe Mishinai? Right, Rabbi Kiva says, right, that pasuk is talking and telling me midah reisa, that there's a concept of Tosefes Shvias. So Allah Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ki Gemiri Hilchazol LeMishri Yolda. So really, in economics, the Rebbe Nachman says that the local Moshe Mitzinai is going to allow Yolda, right? Yolda, if you remember Esr Netios, right? We said the local Moshe Mitzinai is Esr Netios. That was 10 Netios, 10 newly planted trees in a base saw. If that's the ratio to trees to land, so you're allowed to actually plow that because otherwise the trees will die, etc. But if it's older trees, so then you're not because they'll survive. Okay, anyway, but Taklis, the local Moshe Mitzinai was to allow you to plow that area. Meaning the default was from the Psukim that plowing on Erev Shemitah, right, the Toseves Shvius, the extra few days before Shemitah, the Pasuk says that that's Aser. So the Halakha Moshe Mitzinai wasn't to Aser 30 days before Shemitah, it was to allow you to plant, to plow in that field if you have the conditions of the Eser Netios. And Kroy in the Psukim, Lameser Zakena, right, tells me that it's Aser to do so if the trees are already older. Aye, one second. We came into the Hilchus, the Mishra Yolda, so Lava Memela Zakena Asura. One second. As I kind of like alluded to as I was explaining it, right, I kind of jumped the gun. If you're telling me that the Halakha Moshe Mitzinai comes to tell me that Eser Netios is mutter, that you're allowed to plow a field that has 10 saplings, as they translate in the article, right? Ten young trees and a base saw. So if that the Halakha Moshe Mitzinai says that's mutter, so the default position is that it is aser. So why do you need a pasuk to teach me that Toseves Shvius is Aser? So Elo rather no Hilchsa the Rabbi Yishmael and Kroy the Rabbi Akiva. In Echanami, that according to Rabbi Akiva, as we pointed out before, that Toseves Shvius is learned from Psukim. You don't need the local Moshe Mitzinai. When do you need the local Moshe Mitzinai? That's Rabbi Yishmael, who doesn't learn that Toseves Shvius from that Pasuk. He says that Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Therefore, you have a local Moshe Mitzinai, right, according to Rabbi Yishmael. The problem is, excuse me. Oh, no, fine, period. I mean, that's possibility number one. Possibility number two, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "How in the world could Rabbi Gamliel get away with Rabbi Mevatel the gzera of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel?" So again, the previous answer was that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel just extended the halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. Right? Another answer. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Gamliel. Beis Dino mi daraisa bataluhu. Rabbi Gamliel, right, actually had a din daraisa, had a source in the Torah to get rid of this Toseves Shvius. Right, my time, where did he get that from? So, Gamar, Shabbos, mi Shabbos, Brejus. He says he has Xeris Shava, right, the concept of Shabbos from Brejus. Right, Malaholan, Yasura, just like over there by Shabbos, it's Usr to do Malacha, obviously, on Shabbos, but Lefanav, Lacharei, Mutarin, right, but on Friday and on Sunday, it's Mutar. So, Afkan, Yasura, Lefanav, Lacharei, Mutarin. So, too, over here by Shemitah, right, excuse me, it's only the Shemitah that is Aser and not before and after. The Maskevel Ravashi. Ravashi says, "What are you talking about? Mandamar Hilchasa, Aser Gzer Shava Akra Hilchasa. Mandamar Kra, Aser Gzer Shava Akra Kra." Regardless of whether you hold that it's a pasuk according to Rabbi Kiva or a halachah Moshe Mitzinai according to Rabbi Yishmael, there's still the concept of Toseves Shvius that we add on to Shemitah. You're telling me that your Gzer Shava now is getting rid of either a pasuk or a halacha Moshe Mitzinai? My friend, that is not how Gzer Shava works. You can't just, first of all, you can't do that yourself. Gzera Shava ain't done in Lasmo. You can't just come up with a Gzera Shava. And even if you did, well, that's obviously not going to uproot Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Gzera Shava comes from Moshe Mitzinai. So that's not going to work out. Ela Amar Ravashi, Ram Gamliel, Beis Dino, Sovri Lake, Rabbi Yishmael, De Amar, Hilchza Gemirilo. So Rav Gamliel is holding the Rabbi Yishmael, who says that it's a local Moshe Mitzinai, right? 30 days, right? V'chigemiri hilchasa, Rabbi Yishmael Samikdash Kayim, and that only applies though when the Beis Samikdash is standing. Where does he get that from? Because if you remember, what were the three halachah Moshe Mitzinais that we quoted? We said Esr Netios, Arava, and Nisuch HaMayim. So those Arava and Nisuch HaMayim are only when the Beis Samikdash. Well, really, Nisuch HaMayim, as the Gemara quotes here, kind of leaves out a rabba. But Dumi the Nisuch HaMayim, right? Right, Dumi the Nisuch HaMayim, because you only have, obviously, the offering of the water on the Mizbeach when you have a Beis HaMikdash. Aval Zban Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Lo. So if there is no Beis HaMikdash, so then there is no din of Toseves Shvius, and that's how Rabbi Gamliel was quote unquote Mivatel the din. Because you know that simply didn't apply during the times when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Okay, now back to our Mishnah, and basically we're going to kind of play the role of a farmer for the rest of the daf. Avaloma megishamim mekilon, you're not allowed to water your field from megishamim is obviously a pool of rainwater, and mekilon is and water from a well. So the Gemara says, bishamim mekilon, I understand the water from a well, iketirchezera. Because that's a lot of work, right? Again, when Rivka went to give water to all the camels, right? That was a serious job, right? To pull the water in and out, right? Again, we learned Techa Yisera, and it's something that's aser on Chol HaMoed. Ela Megishamim might Techa Yika, but what's the problem, right? If you have some rainwater over there, what's the issue, right? It's not such a big deal, right? You could just kind of like dig a small ditch with your staff or whatever it is, and you kind of like fill or whatever, it's a shovel even, but it's not so much to drag a shovel behind you and kind of lead the water to where it has to go. So Rabbi Eloi says, no, yeah, because if you can do that with rainwater, you might end up going to the well, and that we don't want. Rav Ashi says, no, Megishamim gufayu lide mekilon asu. No, that the rainwater, right, the pool of rain, right, will end up being like the pool of a well, meaning inevitably you're going to end up using a pail just like you would use to get the water out of a well, right? Assuming the pool of rainwater is deep enough, right? Once you kind of siphon off some of the water, so then it becomes less. So now you're going to have to kind of reach in there. It's going to be much harder for you to get the water that's left. And therefore, we're concerned that you end up doing a tircha yisera, even by the pool of rainwater, which theoretically you could just siphon off to the field, but we're concerned that the water level will drop. The kamifli gibi rabbi seira. Machlokas is also, many of these, the Rabbi Eloi, and Rav Ashi are arguing within Rabbi Zeira. Damar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Bar Yirmiyahu Amar Shmuel, Naharos Hamoshchin Mayim Min Agamim. If you have a river that takes water from an agam, it literally means a swamp, but here it probably means like a lake. So if you have water that's coming, you have some sort of river that's coming from a lake. So Mutar LaHashkos Man Chol HaShemoyed. You're allowed to use them on Chol HaMoed. Again, we're not concerned that the water level will dip because you're going to come to Tircha D'Seira because it has a water source. The river has a water source, and therefore it's mother. So Mar Isli D'Arvizera, Mar Lesli D'Arvizera, that's an Achogas, right? Again, according to, who was it, Rav Ashi, who says that we're concerned that you're not allowed to use, the whole concept of not using pools of rainwater on Chol HaMoed is because the water level may dip. So if you have a water source and the water level is not going to dip. And then he says it's mutter. According to Rabbi Yochanan, though, who says he was concerned that you may, if you use rainwater, you may go to a well, so then that has nothing to do with whether the pool of rainwater has a water source or not. And therefore, he says it's usher. Okay, Gufa, let's learn about what we just said. Amar Rabbi Zir, Amar Rabbi Bar Yirma, Amar Shmuel. Naharos Hamushkin Mayim Min Hagamim, Mutter Lahashkos Man B'chol HaShemoy. Esvei, one second, is that really true? Excuse me, is that really true? Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zeira, Avalova Megishamim, Avalova Mekilon, but you're not allowed to use Megishamim, Mekilon, you're not allowed to use water. Good night. You're not allowed to use water from, you're actually not allowed to do this, meaning you're not allowed to use a pool of rainwater or from a well. So, Amrelei, so he said to him, Yirmi Abri, my son Yirmiya, Hani Agam in Bavel Kamaya de Lopaskidam. He says, yeah, that's only in Bavel, meaning that's only not in Bavel. Meaning, when you say it's usher to use from a pool of rainwater, that's if you're not in Bavel, because the concern that the water level will drop. But in Bavel, right, if you remember, we saw that it was in Tinus, right, that the Bavel is the lowest of all the lands, and all the rainwater runs off the mountains, and there's always water there. So, again, in Bavel, right, that the rivers in Babylon, right, the river of Babylon, it's a novel, song, something, I don't know. The rivers in Babylon, in Bavel, so that's they're never going to run out of water, so we don't have to worry about the Tircha Yisera. Taner Rabbanan with another Braisa. Hapsikos v'abreichos shen nismalo mayim erev yomtev. Let's say you have a pool, right, the pools that filled on erev yomtev, right, also lashkos v'mem v'chol shemoyed, you're not allowed to use them on the Chol HaMoed. Right, and we're concerned again, same idea that we're concerned that the water level will dip, right, and then you come to Tircha Yisera to take the water out. But if there's a water source, so then it is mutter because the water level is not going to drop. Amar Papa says, Fusha Ruba Shal Osa Sada Shosa Mosa Emas Mayim. That's only if the most of the field, right, can be watered by this river, by this Emas Mayim. Rav Ashi says that Aval Pisha Ein Ruba Shel Soda Shosa. Even if not the entire field, what's the concept here? We're concerned is that, again, Rav Papa is concerned that if you can only water part of the field, so then you'll do a tirchiyaseira, you go to the extra mile to kind of make sure to water the rest of the field. Rav Ashi says no, that even if you only get a little bit of the water field watered, that's fine. Why? Kevin de kamashka v'asya, right? Since you're just, right, again, the water is always there, and ema amar, you'll just say, ilo shasi l'chad yoma, tishtei l'trei, utlasa yoma. If you can't, I can't water it today, so then I'll water it over the next couple of days, because again, you have a water source, and you're not concerned that the water is going to drop, and we're not concerned that you're going to go to a tercha yisera. Turn about it with another rabbi. Brecha shenot tefes mayim misdei beis ha-shlochin. If you have a pool that which water is coming, the water is coming from, right, this pool, and it goes into this Beis HaShlachim, Beis HaShlachim zoo, right, into some Beis HaShlachim. Again, that's a field you need to irrigate through a water source. So Mutar L'Hashkas M'mena Sdei Beis HaShlachim Acheres, you're allowed to use that water, right, to water another field. But that's going to cause all the water in the pool to be gone, meaning that's the water level is going to drop. And so why is that mutter? If the water is still moving, right, it's still kind of literally means dripping, but it means that we're not concerned. Meaning the Tafel says we're not concerned that the water is going to dry up and leave, and that you're going to have to do a tirchiy seira to get the extra water. Amar Rabbi, who shelo pasak mayan arishon. Again, also that as long as the first spring, right, hasn't stopped, right. Again, so you see that there is in fact a water source, and we're not going to end up with this tirchiy seira issue. Tani with under Rabbi, so Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer Shtei Arugos Zulam Alamizu. If you have two Arugos, is really like a vegetable patch, right? One on top of the other. Lo Yidla Min Atachton of Yashkez Aliona. You shouldn't take water from the bottom one, right, and water the upper one, right? As you might imagine, that's a lot of effort. Yotzer okay. More than that, I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Afilu Aruga. Achas, even if it's one vegetable patch, chetzi namach v'chetzi gavo, and one it's like on a hill, and one of them is low and one of them is high. So also lo yitla b'makom namach v'yashke l'makom gavo, right? You shouldn't carry the water down from up, right? You should kind of make sure the water is provided up from down. Tana rabbanu under b'risa, maidlin li rakos kedei la'ochlin. Madlin li rakos. We'll see. You have to define exactly what this means. But madlin, you can take out, you can draw out four vegetables. In order, assuming you're going to eat them on Chol HaMoed, right? V'imbishvil liyaposon, but if you're just trying to make them look nicer, meaning it's not for, i.e., it's not for Chol HaMoed, but it's for afterwards, so then that's going to be aser. Ravina v'Rabba Tofsa, Rabba Tofsa is a guy, right? Havu ka'azli ba'orcha, right? They were traveling together. And Chazu l'gavra, they have a dali davla b'chula, Bechula de Moada, right? And you saw a guy who is taking a pail and drawing water, right, on Chol HaMoed. So Amarle Rabba Tofsa the Ravina, so Lesi Mar Lashamte. So he said, let's put him in Chayrim, right? He's violating this Tinder Rabbanan, right, of not using a pail to draw water because it's Tirchi Yisera, right, on Chol HaMoed. So Amarle, so Ravina said back to him, so Havatani, one second, the Braisa says, Madlin Yorkus Kadei Laochlan. Well, you're allowed to take out water for vegetables if you're going to eat them. So Amalei says back to him, "Me suffers my madlin." But do you know what madlin means? Madlin Maya? Do you think it? Madlin Maya? No, it doesn't mean drawing water. My madlin? What does it mean? Madlin shlufi? No, it means to pull out the vegetables, right? To draw out, really to pick vegetables. That's what it means, right? Kiditzan, and it's obviously if you're going to pick them for today, so then it's going to be mutter. Kiditzan, look in the Mishnah, hamedal begefanim. If you, that is called cutting. That's cutting. Right, look at Rashi. Tolish begefanim, sheishin biyachad yotzem midai. If you have too many vines together, so kind of like not really weeding, but kind of thinning out the vines that you have. Keshem shu meidal b'shalom, kachu meidal b'shalom. You're allowed to do that for the aniyim. The Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir, Omer b'shalom, Rashi, in Rashi b'shalom. He's not allowed to do that for the aniyim, meaning that if you're giving matanos aniyim like peah and the like. So then you're not allowed to do that according to Rabbi Meir. You are allowed to do that according to Rabbi Yehuda. But again, madlin, you see that's talking about, you know, kind of thinning out and kind of weeding out the grapevines. So also that's what it's talking about. It's talking about picking out items, not necessarily watering. So Ravina said back to him, well, by Tanya, there's a brisa that says exactly that it means watering. Madlin mayim li rakos. So he said back to him, okay, fine. Tanya. Well, okay, no, that's fine. If you have that priceless, I didn't, and I didn't realize, and therefore, I guess, that it is mutter. Ve'in osin ugiot legafanim. We cannot make ugiot, cookies, not really, cookies in the vernacular. We're not allowed to make ugios for grape vines, so the gefanim. So the Gemara says, my ugios, what is that? Amar Rav Yehuda, banki, which is little ditches that are dug around the grape vines. Right, if you look at Rashi, boros tacos, like a fun name, right? Pits, not really deep pits, but little pits, I'd imagine, right? Underneath the grapevines, vizesim, and the olive trees, but to behemayim, right? And you put water there just so, you know, the trees get taken care of. Tanigami, how can we also learn the raisa? Again, you're not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. Tanigami, how can we also learn the raisa? Elohina, ugios, what are these ugios? Bedidin, these are little holes. Shevi ikri, zesim, ikri, gefonim, right? You put out the roots of olive trees and vineyards. Any, is that really true? The Gemara says, is that really what it is? Rav Yehuda Shari, lepnei bar tzitai, lemeved banki, lekarmehem. But I thought Rav Yehuda made the people of bar tzitai, I said it was mutter for them to do that. So the Gemara says, lo kasha ha-chadati ha-vayatiki. No, our mission says you're not allowed to dig new ones. But the old ones, you're allowed to kind of repair, and you're allowed to kind of use those. So that's totally mutter. Again, Pasha says it wouldn't be as much tircha. Okay, fine. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer in osin esa ama. Right, you're not allowed to dig this new ama. Literally means obviously is a measurement of distance. But these what do you call it? The water ditches that they used to use. I'm blanking on the word, but the water ditches that they used to use, they were an ama tall and an ama wide. Meaning an ama deep and an ama wide, if I'm not mistaken. So that's why I called it an ama. But it's basically just a water ditch. So Rabbi Elazar says that you're not allowed to do those on Chol HaMoed. Did we mention Shemitah also? I don't remember. All right, either way, you're not allowed to do Chol HaMoed. Yes, of course. The Gemara is going to say that right now. All right, good. Baruch Hashem. So Bishlam HaMoed, I understand why it's Asur Chol HaMoed, Mishim Dukatara, because it's a lot of Tirchi Yisera, it's a lot of extra effort. El Shvi is my time, but why is it also Asur during Shemitah? So pligu ba, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abba Bamalo. It's a machlokas. Chad Amar Pnei Nirika Oder. One of them says, because it looks like you're hoeing. That's mamish working the field, right? If you're digging a ditch, right, it looks like hoeing. V'chad Amar, one of them says, Mepnei Shemaksir Agapea Lizria, because you're making the agapea, the sides of the ditch, you're kind of, you know, kind of softening up the dirt, and that is kind of like you're preparing it to be planted, right? Again, you're working the ground, makes it easier to plant alongside the ditch. My binaya, what's an afkamina? So ike binaya to ka'asu maya basrei. The nafkamina is where water comes immediately, right? Meaning that water mamish flows in right away. Right? According to the one who says that he's making the ground ready for planting, so ika, that's still usher. But if you tell me it's because it looks like you're hoeing and you're working the ground, so then leka, so there's no problem because obviously, right, again, you see the water's flowing right in. Right? You're not hoeing the ground to make it softer, right, to prepare it. And to work the ground, it's very clear that you're digging a ditch. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Those two reasons that we just mentioned, right, whether it looks like hoeing, or you're preparing the ground to plant, or making it soft or whatever, so those are not inherently contradictory. Right? You could be doing both. So Ella, so the grass is really ika binayu, the nafkamina is the kashako mine vishadi libray. Well, the case is where you're chucking the dirt out of the ditch, right? Again, if I guess, you know, the image of digging out snow from a snowstorm comes into mind, right? Obviously when you're a kid, you're trying to fling that snow as far as you can. So, but anyway, if you're taking that dirt in that ditch and you're flinging it outside, so that doesn't look like hoeing, right? If you ever see, old documentaries of people hoeing, so it's just like kind of like turning over the soil, right? Just to make it usable or softer or whatever. So that's, taking a shovel and chucking the dirt 20 feet to the left, that's not hoeing. So lamandam, right? So if you're doing that, lamandam, make sure makshir agapel is real, according to the one who says it looks like you're preparing the sides for planting leka. There's no problem because lamad amar b'nishnerika oder ika. There is a problem. I thought it would be the opposite. Because since you're chucking the dirt, right? So then it doesn't. You're not going to prep it, right? For the planting, right? That doesn't help for the planting. This is already the first time. I guess we'll quote. What's it called? quote Rashi b'Ksav Yad, if you see on the side, right? So if you look over here, right? Right, if you look at Vishadi Livrai, and if you're chucking the dirt off to the side, so I'm in the Rashi Ksavyat, not the proper Rashi, but the Rashi Ksavyat says, Vadachutz Barachok Misham, Umipazeres Elach Ve'elach, right, you're taking the dirt, you're throwing it in both sides, it's spreading it everywhere, Ve'ina Nechsheres Lezroalea, and therefore it becomes that it doesn't become prepared, right, the dirt does not become prepared to plant in it, so that would not be usher. All right, I jumped the gun a little bit. I explained a little inappropriately. Right, if it's the other way around, different than what I said before. According to the one who says that it looks like he's planting, so then there's no problem because that's not how you prepare ground for planting. But according to the one who says that it looks like hoeing, so it still does look like hoeing a little bit, I guess. Right, even though Tacha says that usually when you turn the ground over, you don't really chuck the dirt around. But okay, it still, I guess, looks enough like hoeing that you might say that it would be usher. Okay, my apologies. So again, the same question we asked before. Right, according to the one who says it looks like you're preparing the ground, right, to be planting, so it also kind of looks like hoeing, right? Those are not mutually exclusive. As Kumar says, so this is where what I just quoted in a second said, Oder nami kika shago beduchte manachle. Right, I got a little bit confused. Right, here is where it says that no, when a person hoes, right, he doesn't chuck the dirt. Right, he kind of just puts it up and down. Right, he kind of puts the tool that he's using, the hoe, I guess, up and down into the ground. Right, he's not throwing the dirt all around. So that already shows that he's not hoeing. So that according to the one who says that it looks like he's planting, he's preparing the ground to plant, when he chucks the dirt to the opposite side, it no longer looks like he's preparing the ground to plant, and he's also no longer looks like he's hoeing. Okay, fine. Amemar masni lei v'pnei shenir ka'oder. Amemar taught, again, this is because it looks like you're hoeing, v'kash lei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And therefore, there's a stira in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's shitas. Umir amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah kol shenir ka'oder asr. Did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah really say that if it looks like hoeing, it's going to be asr? Or minhi, hold on 1 second. As the Mishnah in Shavuos, Ose Adam es Zivlo Otsar, a person is allowed to put his manure in a pile on Shemitah, and you can kind of pile it all up, right? And no one's going to think that you're fertilizing your field. You can just kind of store it in a pile. Avimer Oser, that's the Tanakh Kavashita. Avimer says it's Oser, Achi Yamik Shloshu Tvachim, until he makes it three Tvachim, puts it three tefachim into the ground. Oh, actually, be a shlosha tefachim, or if it's three tefachim above the ground, meaning again, the spot itself is being fertilized. But again, if you have a three tefachim height, so then it's obviously not there to fertilize the ground. Hailo davar muat, if you have just a little bit, right, of manure over there, most of alav holich, you can add and keep on going. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, oh, and here's the kicker, here's the point we need. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, oser, right? He says it's oser, achi yamik shlosha, right? Until it's three tefachim into the ground, meaning it's into like a ditch, oh, achi yigbiya shlosha, until it's three tefachim above the ground, oh, achi itain ala sela, or unless you put the manure, right, on top of a rock. But tachlis is, right, how can you tell me, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? Again, what did he say? If you dig into the ground and put the manure in there, right, that looks like hoeing. Right, he's telling that looks like hoeing. So you tell me that he holds that hoeing is usher. There's something else here that seems to be look like hoeing, and it's really mutter. So Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Chada Amar Kigon Shehemik, V'Chada Amar Zivlo Mochi Akala. Right, both two ways to understand. Either right, the case is that he already had the hole, and therefore he didn't dig it to put the manure in, and therefore it doesn't look like he's hoeing because he wasn't, because either you know he had the hole already, or v'chadam ha'ziv l'mochil chalav, right? And one of them says, no, if you see someone dropping manure into a hole, right, that doesn't look like hoeing. It looks like he's preparing right, his manure or kind of storing it in a ditch. Okay. When we talked to this, we were allowed to fix a ditch, a water ditch that was broken during Chol HaMoed. My milkul kelis, right? How damaged, how messed up does it have to be? So I'm Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Shem Haisa Amuka Tefach, right? If it was one Tefach deep, Ma'amida Al Shisha Tefachim, and you can go to six Tefachim. You could dig it down to six Tefachim. Meaning, if it was originally six Tefachim, an Amma, right, is six Tefachim, right, is a foot and a half. So if it's now one Tefach deep, right? Meaning it got filled by dirt or whatever. So you're allowed to go back down to the original six tefachim. So Gemara says, Pshita, it makes sense a lot. It's obvious to me that the chatzi tefach al shlosha tefachim, right, that if it's half a tefach and you want to go back to three tefachim, kaven delo avar mayam maya lo klumu, right? Meaning that's not a good enough ama, right? Meaning you're not actually doing anything when you dig it down. When you get down to three tefachim, the water's not going to flow through there. Therefore, it's unnecessary effort, right? It's us. Because you're not going to actually, that's not doing enough to reopen the water channel. Tefachayim al shnemasar, right? And if it was 12 tefachim didim, now it's 2, right? The katarach tircha yisera, that's a lot of effort to get all the way down to 12 tefachim, right? To 2 amos, so that's no good. But tefachayim al shivam, what about 2 to 7? Meaning 1 to 6, that's an addition of 5 tefachim, and that's mother. But what about 2 to 7? Halka chamisha kamamik, halka chamisha kamamik, maybe you're adding 5 tefachim, so therefore it's mutter. Odilma came into ika tefach yisera, or maybe since you're going 1 tefach beyond, right, the original or the actual depth of the ama of the water ditch, so ika tircha tefai, maybe that's too much effort. And so the Gemara says teku, right, tishbi yitari tzkushas ubayas. But just to finish to get the tzidat over here, Abayi shara levnei bar hamdach leshchufei nahara. Abayi allowed the people in Bar Hamdach to shvukei nara, to clean the river, right? Because to clean out the river, that was what was going on over there. Rashi says lakor anfe ilanos, right, to take away, I guess, branches of trees, hagdalim benar, right, that I guess that they had cluttered, whatever it is, right, they cleared out all the branches, etc., that were in the river. Rabbi Yemi Asharlu Lebnei Sechavda Lamechra Nara Nara Tmima. And similarly, Rabbi Yemi said the people in Sechavda were allowed to also to dig out the dirt from a river that it got stopped up. Rav Ashi Sharaluhu Lebnei Mas Mechasi Ala Kduche Nahar Bornitz. Rav Ashi allowed the people Mas Mechasnak to clear the Bornitz River. Okay, Amar, and he said, "Came to Shasu Minei Rabim." Since the masses are drinking from there, Kiri Rabim Dami. It's like the masses, the meaning. It's as if it belongs to the public, right? And Osin, we learned in the Mishnah, right? Osin Kol Tzorchei Rabim. You can do anything that will help the masses, right? The Am Yisrael, the Rabim that you can do on Chol HaMoed, and that is modern. Okay, Viter and Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.